This is episode number 2046 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, September 1st, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, it's time for the Who Cares News with Morgan.
What kind of crap on a cracker show are they running over there?
What?
Man, when the great Alex Trebek was alive,
oh,
we never had these scandals on Jeopardy.
No.
He brought class to the show, didn't he?
He did.
Yes,
class,
he did.
Finesse. Polish.
Well, evidently, and no doubt,
and
it followed
stash.
Him to the grave.
No. He didn't have a
no,
porn
he didn't
stash.
Have a porn stash.
He did have a stash, though, for a long time. Till the end.
Yeah.
And at the end, he shaved it off.
It was a classy stash.
It was a classy, well, you know, he's a classy
not
act.
Not a porn stash.
You know, here's the deal. I've seen people that knew him personally, and they say he was every bit that guy.
Yeah.
Just a sweetheart of a guy.
Class act. Nice guy.
Smart, witty, could tell a good joke.
Yeah.
I imagine he could.
Well, all that went with him to the grave.
I know.
And all of it.
See, now we got this S show over at Jeopardy.
So Mike Richards, he's out.
He's out?
Not just out of the hosting position.
Yeah?
He's out.
They fired his ass.
He's on the pay. He's been kicked to the curb.
Wow.
Not only Jeopardy, but on Wheel as well.
So he was executive producing Wheel.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So, see, he had an easy job because Alex Trebek just did his stuff.
Well, and I think he's only been around for a couple of years. So here's the deal, because I think he's not a long-termer when it comes to being with Jeopardy. Richards, I think, pulled in to town a couple of years ago after he laid low after the whole Price is Right thing.
Oh,
that was
that
bad.
Debacle.
That was bad.
All right, so.
I think he was thinking nobody would figure it out. Oh, Mike Richards. I'm not that Mike Richards. You're thinking of some other Mike Richards.
Now, Suzanne Preet, she's a senior vice president at Sony Pictures Television.
Oh, okay. Oh, she's a mucky muck.
There's a quote.
She's a suit. What's her quote say?
A suit. We had hoped that when Mike stepped down from the host position at Jeopardy, it would have minimized the disruption and internal difficulties we have all experienced these last few weeks.
Translate that to, we were hoping nobody would remember.
Hoping no one
nobody
would
care. Nobody would notice. Right.
Well, so she went on to say that clearly has not happened.
No, it has not happened.
Nope.
Thanks to us.
Now, Suzanne, right. It's all us. Suzanne also says she intends to pay just a little more attention to the shows now.
You'd think that would be a good idea. Well, she's a suit. They don't necessarily sully their hands with this day to day of running a show. So I get that. But. I think she's got a little reputation that she has to fix here because the reputation of Jeopardy is everything, right?
Right.
It's an intelligent show. I understand that the contestants are a little miffed over the whole Mike Richards thing. They're not excited about the summer of a guest host because they feel like they deserved an Alex Trebek type person to be their host.
They didn't choose one.
No, they didn't.
The
And they still haven't got one. But
no, because they chose unwisely.
It's not going to be Mike Richards. It's not going to be Ken Jennings.
Nope. Again, LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton. I think LeVar Burton is a pretty good bet. So we'll wait and see. Obviously, meanwhile, if you want to get your last digs in at Mike Richards, he's got a couple of episodes that are going to air in a couple of weeks there on Jeopardy. Stay tuned.
Remember, if you're throwing things at him, that's your TV. Don't damage
don't
it.
Don't hurt your TV.
You watch The Property Brothers, right?
I do. Which
I like
one?
Them.
Because there's two
there's
of them.
There's a lot of them, yes.
And there's a lot of shows.
Yes.
And they're on every one of them.
But I like them. I do. And they're funny.
And they're rich.
And they certainly are. Well, Jonathan Scott, he's not taking his romance with Zooey Deschanel for granted.
He shouldn't. She's
they
a catch.
They seem to go well together.
Oh, well, yeah.
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 He's opening up about the relationship.
I think she's a catch. I don't know. Yeah.
She seems like it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
He's a catch.
I'd
do him. I mean, you know, okay. He's a good-looking dude.
He is.
He's burly and brawny and skinny all at the same time.
He's not.
How does that
burly
happen?
Burly and brawny,
how does
though,
that work?
Because they're very thin.
I know, but it's the flannels. I mean,
it is the flannels. Yes, and the tool belt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think he's a cuter brother anyway.
They're twins. Seriously.
You can tell.
I know you can
and
tell.
And Drew
they...
dress is kind of funky sometimes.
Yeah, he kind of does. He does. For a straight guy, he does. Just saying.
All right. So anyway, he's opened up a little bit about their relationship and how they just celebrate their second anniversary.
Oh, Jonathan and Zoe. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Has it been that long?
I guess
Two
so.
Years. Well, time flies when you're having a pandemic.
That's
yeah.
for sure.
Right?
Yes, because they pandemic together.
They sure did.
And that was not long after they started dating. So,
yes.
And he goes, and I know I'm dating up, he added.
Yeah, he is, by
he
golly.
He says, it means I just need to keep raising the bar and keep up with those expectations. So apparently, Brother Drew, he came up with a possible idea for a future TV show that might let the lovebirds work together
show.
On screen.
Ka-ching! More money, more money, more money.
Well, conveniently, Zoe is obsessed with real estate. He didn't say conveniently. I said conveniently. Zoe
is
obsessed with real estate.
That is convenient.
So it's a show where Zoe looks online, we find random houses, and go fix them up.
Wow.
It'll work.
Of course it'll work.
Yeah.
She's cute.
And Drew's wife is cute.
And she's not all high maintenance, I don't think, like Christina. Christina's
no.
high maintenance. Some of
I
these
said
women,
that.
Some of these women that are on these flip shows are high maintenance.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, seriously. I mean, I don't think, well, you know what? I think to some extent, Joanna Gaines can be a tad high maintenance.
Oh.
Well, not as high maintenance as Chip. Chip's high maintenance. Joanna keeps him in line. But I would probably watch this. And so she's would be like the Drew person.
Yes.
Right? So she'd be fine in the house.
Yes.
And then they'd go fix it up together.
Yeah,
I,
something
I
like
that. I can see that. I can see that.
I can see that.
Property Brothers plus one. I like that. I like that a lot. You know who I'd like to fix up? I mean, fix up a house with or wear a tool belt with no clothes on. Well, Halle Berry. All of the above.
All of the above.
Maybe she and I could do a show.
You were going fine until the no clothes part.
More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.